Blog Talk Radio.
I'm brand new day, praise the Lamb of God, brand new mercies. Today I shed my old skin, today I become new in Christ again, praise the Lamb of God. Oh my goodness, how good it is to know that you belong to the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, and not just that, that he belongs to you. His love is clear, amen. Even when your eyes open in the morning, you can declare the love of God. I love in the day, people of God. It's intercessory prayer day here at PSM Live. This is the day we intercede for one another. Praise the Lamb of God. We stand in agreement in prayer. Hallelujah. And praise the Lamb of God. We allow the Lord to move in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that no one can move but God, speaking to his children, giving revelation, inspiration, strength, and encouragement to each of us. And even sometimes warning, praise the Lamb of God. We bless God for all of you who was online last night. Praise God for our prayer call, our intercessory call, as well as, praise the Lamb of God, praise, prayer, and prophecy on the line. And boy, what a good time we had in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, the Lord is revealing himself and his actions. Praise the Lamb of God, preparing us for what is ahead. Praise the Lord. We thank God, hallelujah, for intercessors and our administrators today whom we are saluting. We are saluting them today. Praise the Lamb of God, the administrators of PSMI. Praise the Lamb of God, and our intercessors, our first assistants. We are lifting you all up high today, praise the Lamb of God, with no lying, praise God. I refuse to tell a lie on God, hallelujah, to have anything to do with God. My goodness gracious. I laid in the bed. I don't know whether I was asleep or awake, praise the Lamb of God, but I was calling your names in the spirit during the night. Praise the Lamb of God. I was calling your names, praying for you. Praise the Lamb of God in the night upon my bed. Hallelujah. And I don't believe I missed the name of an administrator or name of an intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. As I was calling your names in the spirit, all the first assistants calling your names in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank and praise our Christ. Hallelujah. Who can do such a thing but the Holy Ghost? My beloved, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. Who can do such a thing, praise the Lamb, as give revelation, as give insight, as give, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, your spirit man, what to say through his spirit and by his spirit, but the Lord Jesus. I love him today, praise the Lamb, and I love you, you, and you. And I know the Lord loves you even greater than I do. What a blessing it is, praise the Lamb of God, to love the Lord. What a blessing it is. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. What a blessing it is. I love Jesus today. People of God, we are here, praise the Lamb of God. I know our intercessors should be coming in queue and pressing one on their dials. Praise the Lamb of God for a twofold reason today. We have been praying, praise the Lamb of God, to release a word to our intercessors and to our administrators, but yet we still know that this is intercessory day. So therefore, the intercessors are supposed to be also praying, praise the Lamb of God. I didn't say it was an off day. I didn't say it was a day for you to relax and put your heels up on the cocktail table, praise the Lamb of God, and take a snooze. Hallelujah. I said, warriors! You're supposed to be on the wall. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I bless God for each of you today that's chiming in and coming in to join us. Praise the Lamb of God. Then some of you who have been with us, praise the Lamb of God, and you get a chance on yesterday, praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe, just maybe, if you stay online today, praise the Lamb of God, with us, you just might be the one that receives. Yes, God, hallelujah, a prophetic word today. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. All right, let us praise him. Let me see. We got an unusual phone number here. Praise God. I'm going to open this mic and see who this is. Area code 252, your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Great. God bless you. How are you?
We are blessed today to sound like Prophet Carlos.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Prophet Carlos Pearson, how you doing today, young man?
We're great. We're awesome in the Lord.
Well, we praise God. Hallelujah. There's no other way to be but awesome in God. Althea!
Hi, Apostle. Hi, Prophet.
How you doing this big girl?
How you doing?
I'm well.
Oh, my goodness. My daughters and all are coming on here. Let me see. Can I get a hot? Sylvia!
Hi, Apostle. Hi, Carlos.
How you doing, Evangelist?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, Sylvia.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. One more down here. Who is Bertha.
Hi, Prophet Carlos, Sylvia.
How you doing?
Hi, my Bertha.
And my Bertha on the line. You doing all right today, Bertha?
I am blessed and highly favored of the Most High God.
Yes, Bertha, I am so proud of you. Bertha was orchestrating that call, kind of, so to speak, last night. Praise the Lamb. I love my daughter. Just raise it up. Woo! Go ahead. Shake it, baby. Lord, have mercy. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. It's good to see your works growing and developing, praise God, right before your very eyes. Praise God. And I thank and praise God for each of you today. I really do. My goodness, what a wonderful time I believe we're going to have today. The Spirit of the Lord is already here. Hallelujah. I feel him going up my legs now. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Let's get this show on the road. Praise the Lamb. Prophet Carlos, are you coming? Prophet Carlos, you know what? You supposed to be in Texas with us. Don't be laughing.
Oh, Jesus.
You know you're supposed to be in Texas with us. You know you're supposed to be in Dallas, Fort Worth with us in November. What? I can't hear so good.
I'm listening.
What you mean you missed it? Ain't came yet. November.
I know. I'm listening.
How you
going to
miss it? Ain't came yet. You a real prophet.
I'm listening. That was
in the spirit.
Y'all listen to the apostle now. Y'all listen to the apostle. I'm listening, sir. I'm listening. I'm between a rock and a hard place that day because I got a prior engagement them 3 days.
Oh, okay. Then that is a mystery.
Yeah, I told you about that. But if God make a way out of no way and they counsel and I get the finances like I'm supposed to, you will see the man of God there.
Well, you just let me know if they cancel, okay? Just let me know that's what you do. And then we'll let God make the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he do be able to do that. You do know that, don't you?
Yes, we know he be able to do that.
You know what they said on the television show, don't you?
What's that?
They said if he can get Gilligan off the island.
My Lord.
Truly, he can get you to Texas. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. A little humor. All right, brothers and sisters, let's go to prayer. Praise Prophet Carlos is going to pray for our administrators, intercessors today. Hallelujah. Prophet Carlos is going to lead us in prayer. Now, you took the show from us, and I was happy you did it. Now, if God leads you to prophesy to my administrators and these intercessors, man of God, do not bite your tongue. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
We're going to let the man of God sit here and destroy some yokes, break some chains. Yes, we are. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to pray with him as he prays. Hallelujah. Those of you in convalescent homes, those of you in prisons, I want you to know you shut up for a purpose. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I want you to also know this. If there is destiny on your life, no matter what the devil does, God's going to get the glory. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And he's going to get the glory out of your situation and your circumstance right now. Those of you in financial ruts, God's going to bring you out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Stand on the word. Obey the word. And watch God do what he said he's going to do, because he's no shorter than his word. He's not a man that he can lie. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Carlos is coming now to take us for the King. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, people. God, open your mouth and give God glory. Give God praise today.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God glory. Come on and give him praise today.
Go on.
Open your mouth. Come on. Come on. If you ever need to go to move, I dare you to open your mouth and give God a true praise.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we love you today. We love you.
Where my help
is.
Hallelujah.
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 Love you.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you.
Yes,
and we give you praise today, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God.
Lord God,
you, Lord God, there's another Lord God. We thank you, God, that you're the creator of all mankind. We praise you today, God, that even now, God, you are the El Shaddai, God, El Shanin, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for any sins, transgressions, and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Create in us, God, a clean heart, renew the right spirit within us, cast us not away from that presence of the Lord. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for each and every person that's on this line right now. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, the oil of old will pass away, God. But we thank you, God, for a new and a fresh anointing now, God. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you. And I give you praise, Father, for what you're going to do and how you shall raise them up, Lord God, in the midst of their enemies, Lord God, in the midst of their peers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, even the unknown circumstances, Lord God, I pray, God, that you would deal with them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your will shall be done, Lord God, for your word says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Now, God, we activate that scripture now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we decree and declare, Lord God, at every door, God, that's supposed to be open to these men and women in your house, Lord God. Father, we pray, God, and we command them to come forth now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to deal with their hearts and minds of their families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Some people don't know and some people don't care, but, Lord God, I thank you that, God, your anointing shall begin to speak, Lord God. And I thank you, and as your anointing, God, begin to overtake their lives, Father, they begin to move, God, in a direction you need them to move, Lord God. And, Lord God, as you orchestrate their steps, Lord God, Father, that your name, God, you will get the glory, God, you will get the honor, and, God, you will get the praise, and we thank you, and we honor you, God.
Time ago, it shall surely come to pass.
because you have a pastor's heart, says the Lord. He says, I'm moving some things out of the way. Concerning your life, he says, I'm moving some things out of your life. He says, I'm moving some people out of your way because they are not coming to be a benefit to you, but they come to be a leech unto you. Wow. He says, I'm removing people. So if they don't call you, no, don't worry about it. And God says that in this time, in this season, what he's doing, am I in this time and season, he's surrounding y'all with people that will celebrate you, not just tolerate you.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So you must get ready for the celebration. Amen. You can throw your own party. You can blow your own whistle because in this time and in this season, God says, I am causing change and an effective change to take place.
Jesus.
He says, I'm calling people that you know not of that will sow into you. I'm even decreeing and I'm declaring today that the unusual people will come into your life and give you what you need. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
There's a season that's coming that the enemy will not be able to be able to touch neither one of you because guess what? Y'all need to get ready for the overflow because the overflow is coming. As you're obedient to God and obedient to Apostle Shakespeare, the blessings of the Lord make it be rich and addeth no sorrow. Y'all shall be mouths that shall open, and when you open your mouth, you shall be a voice that will sound like a trumpet. You know, a trumpet sounds, everything ceases, everything stands still. It's just like whenever God speaks, we have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And let me tell you, well, many of y'all got words of deliverance in your mouth. There are some places that you're ready to go. And sometimes a prophet says, still will get the appointment, but he's going to put the assignment on you because of the word that shall flow out of your belly.
Jesus.
Get ready to embrace what God is ready to do. Get ready to embrace what God is ready to do. Get ready to embrace the doors that y'all shall come into. I'm a little seeker. I'm a shy. There's some people that y'all ready to come in contact with. That's going to literally blow some of your mind.
Hallelujah.
Prophet Shakespeare, get ready because you're ready to have some luncheon with some people. And it's not going to just be just talk, but it's going to be about kingdom talk and some people that God is going to divine connect you with.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Watch the hand of God move. There are some people that don't like you because of who you are, because when you tell the truth, you tell it just like it is, and they don't like you because of that. But finding out strength, the doors that God shall begin to open for you. I even see several convocations that the Lord is going to allow you to speak on. They're not going to understand why they're getting you, but God knows the reason why. And you're going to have this to get in contact with you.
My God, my God. Glory to Jesus.
Watch what God is ready to do. God is ready to call some things to happen because even in your time of prayer, the Lord is trying to get you to pull apostles and prophets together. Amen.
Jesus.
That they will know what it is to have a true apostolic movement. You remind me so much of the book of the scripture says over in Acts, they was on one accord with one mindset. And as they was on one accord, the Holy Ghost came in like a rushing mighty wind. And there's going to be some gatherings that's going to take place that God himself is going to have the glory and the honor. And as he begins to move, God is going to come in like a rushing mighty wind when they begin to speak on unknown tongues. Let me tell you something. And when this occurs, amen, deliverance shall take place, healing shall take place. I mean, things is going to line up like never before. Unexpected doors shall open. I'm saying, finally. From every direction. Get ready. For I am moving, says the Lord. I am moving, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your name shall be a household name because people are going to talk about what God is going to do. Your name shall be a household name and how God shall begin to do things in people's lives. Healing shall take place. I see deaf ears being unstopped. I see people that's with short legs, they're going to begin to walk. I'm telling you. I even see, oh, my God. The things that God is ready to do. I don't know what's going on with y'all church location. I've never been to Michigan, but let me tell you something. Y'all get ready to build.
Jesus.
Wow. Woo, God.
You get ready to build. And let me tell you something. It's not just a cliche building, but let me tell you something. When you get ready to build, I see a land. It's like a land. And I'm looking at this beautiful cathedral, but I see a school connected to the cathedral.
Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see a school because it's a school of theology that you shall have.
And
you shall deal with professors all the way across the board.
My God,
deal with professors all the way across the board.
Jesus.
Get ready for what God shall begin to do in your life. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all correct. Y'all connected to somebody beautiful. Let me tell you something. God is ready to move like never before. But Father, we thank you. And we give you praise today. Even somebody I'm sensing, Yaman, that's been a heaviness in your spirit, that's been a heaviness on your heart. Give it to the Lord. God is going to work it out for your good. There's no need to worry if you're going to pray. There's no need to worry if you're going to pray. Amen. Release it today. Allow God to heal you of that. Allow God to take care of the situation. You're trying to fight a battle, and God says, I don't need you to fight this battle. God says, I have this battle. You can't even move forward in ministry because of this one thing. If you would give it to the Lord, watch what God is going to do. When you release it and give it to God, watch what God is going to do for you.
Well,
you done carried it long enough. You can't carry this no more. You cannot afford to carry this no more. You cannot afford to carry this no more. You can't carry this no more. It's time to put it in the Father's hand and leave it alone. He's going to work it out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's going to work it out. He's going to work it out. Yes, he's going to work it out for you.
Hallelujah.
He's going to work it out. He's going to work it out for you.
Glory to you.
I'm telling you, he's going to work it out. Even the prayers, amen, that y'all have been praying, God is going to be a God that he shall answer.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's going to answer. Yamandro sikeririosadara. Yamandro sikeririosadara. There's a release that's ready to hit the earth. Yamandro sikeririosadara. The Bible says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. There's a release.
Jesus.
Apostle Shakespeare is ready to hit the heaven, that's ready to hit the earth. And people don't have no earthly idea.
No clue.
They have no earthly idea what's ready to hit this earth. God is ready to cause a release to take place. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord make it be rich and addeth no sorrow. It's time for the people of God, to live in what they're going to be living in. I'm telling y'all, for those that live in apartments, y'all go ready to pack it up because you're ready to be in houses. I'm telling you. Not even just, it's not so much about the materialistical things, but let me tell you, God's going to be a God that he's going to show up. Let me tell y'all something. There's some doors that we're going to walk into. Man didn't approve these doors. God is approving these doors.
Hallelujah.
I know you're trying
man
to
man of God, you are so on point. Hallelujah. From last night, even, praise the Lamb of God, the prophecies I've already talked about, praise from the glory on, praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord spoke and swore by his holiness that when we get to Texas, he is going to send the Shekinah. He told me I am going to send the cloud of my glory, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yep.
To the gathering. My God, man of God, I tell you, you said some things, praise the Lamb of God, even about the building of the building and the school. The Lord told me that 15 years ago.
Wow.
Bless his name. Bless
15
his name.
Years ago. Praise the Lamb of God.
Wow.
This is the season of promises. Praise the Lamb
Hallelujah.
Of God.
You know,
people of God, y'all better hear the word of the Lord. You weren't even on the call last night, and you were saying some things I spoke last night. It's what's
wow.
been to hit the earth. What's been to hit this nation. Hallelujah. I spoke about it last night on the call, on the prophetic call. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
God told his people, I'm going to bless you in the midst of what I'm doing in the earth. What I'm about to release, what I'm about to do in the earth realm, it ain't going to look pretty to many, but I'm going to be blessing my some of you moving into new homes. I told them last night. Hallelujah. I told them if the flood come, and they come home and look in the house underwater to rejoice. Because you earmarked for a brand new house. If it's underground, rejoice. If your car gone, rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Because God's going to use the mess to bless. You better listen to the prophet today. Hallelujah. God
thank
has confirmed
you,
the word of God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
I know about sister Bertha. Who
Hallelujah.
Else is on the line? I need to know who else is on the line. That's a prophetic word for you while I'm in this lane. Amen.
Magenisa is on the line.
Magenisa,
I believe. Let me make sure my daughter. Lisa Guyton is on the line. Lisa is on.
Lisa.
Hallelujah. The prophetess, Lisa Guyton.
Prophetess Guyton, how you doing?
She can't talk. Her mic is open, though. She can't talk. She at work, but
okay.
She's listening.
Listen, I'm going to say this to you. Be not deceived. God is not marked for whatsoever a man soweth, that though she ought to reap. Let me tell you something. Every person that ever reached something that was not right, that was according to what they thought that you was not, let me tell you something. God has anointed you to be the prophetess. And you prophesy all that you need to prophesy. You prophesy what God tells you to prophesy. And let me tell you something. You don't even worry about the witch because God, the Bible says God suffers not a witch to live. So guess what? That you lost, God's going to give it back to you. But he's not going to give it back to you just double. He's going to give it back to your church.
Oh, Jesus.
My Lord.
So don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it. So you working yourself like a workaholic, but guess what? God is going to call some things out, and that's some things that's going to be paid for in full just because of you, because of the seeds that you have sown. You have sown seeds. When the man of God told you to sow a seed, you sowed it. Guess what? It's time for you to reap a harvest that you know not of. Amen. Next, who's the next?
Magenise.
Magenise, how are you?
Denise, Magenise.
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I need you to hear me and hear me very well. When Jesus was walking out there on the water, when Peter was out there walking out in the water, and they asked Jesus what Jesus was, and Jesus was up there asleep. You cannot afford to allow the spirit of fear to sit on you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of times what happens is, and I was hesitant about this being a prophet too, we hesitate about giving the word. And you hesitate about giving the word, and a lot of times it be God said, I'm speaking to you, and I've been speaking to you the whole time. Let me tell you something, sis. This is a time and season right now. If you never seen the hand of God move for you, you're ready to see the hand of God move for you. You understand what I'm telling you? You're ready to see the hand of God move for you. Because you believe in that scripture that says, in the last day I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Let me tell you something. You have a way of prophesying to people that people really don't like it. But let me tell you something. You are one of the bold soldiers at this time and in this season. You understand what I'm telling you? God is going to move for you. God is going to move for your family. So don't even worry about it. God got the final say. So you understand what I'm telling you? God got the final say so. And let me tell you something. Don't settle where you are. God is ready to move you.
Hallelujah.
God is finna to move you. You understand what I'm saying, woman of God?
I do. Amen.
And what God, and God is gonna bring the pieces of the puzzle together. The dreams you've been having, God's gonna bring the pieces of the puzzle together.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You be blessed, all right?
Carolyn Walker. Carolyn Walker.
I'm here.
Welcome. Lord,
I'm here.
Hallelujah. She's online. She's listening.
Yes, I'm online.
Listen. Listen, woman of God. You are a hardworking person. And every seed that you have sown. Yeah, let me tell y'all something. Seeds ain't always got to be money, but it can be what you do for the, you know, what you do out of the love, the respect for God. Let me tell you something.
Hallelujah.
God himself is going to bless you. You understand what I'm telling you? God is going to bless you.
Tell a man of God.
You're going to be blessed because of your faithfulness. You understand what I'm saying? I'm looking at some paperwork that, oh, that's, Lord have mercy, there's some paperwork that's going to be overturned just for you. I don't know what the situation is. I'm looking at, and I could be saying this general, and somebody catch it in the spirit. There's some paperwork. As I'm talking to you, I see some paperwork that's been overturned. Somebody was denied something, but God said, I'm granting access.
My God, my God. My God, my God.
But you, Miss Collins, you keep being faithful. Your faithfulness shall pay off after a while. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Your mind is shine. And even that person, amen, that you're praying for that's in prison, they get ready to come out and they don't even know it, but God is going to cause them to be released.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, Prophet Darrell saw that yesterday, too. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell Saunders is on with us. He even prophesied yesterday, last night, that somebody is going to come home from prison.
Yes, sir. Somebody
he called
come
it out
home.
Last
yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But
my
need,
God,
but
your word to God. Confirm your word to
your
Carolyn, Carolyn,
yes,
praise the Lamb of
yes.
God. I'm you that paperwork, praise the Lamb of God that he's talking about. Praise the, and you know what? Ever since your basement was flooded, I saw God turning something around to give you some money. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of
God. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah. Cause them to let that paperwork go through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's going to work it in your favor in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
I stand with the man of God. Show do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's our
hallelujah.
Time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
We Imagine niece. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Imagine niece, you
that's
walking in a house with columns that's on the inside
yes.
of the house.
My God.
Hallelujah.
There's going to be some columns on the inside of your house.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about brown poles coming down in your house. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
Look like they like,
oh,
like
yeah.
they got some gold or something in them, white and gold on each side
hallelujah.
Of it. Cream
wow.
and gold. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm looking at
wow.
it. God, my God, the man
thank
of God,
you,
I heard him tell you that where you living ain't your house. Praise
that's
the Lamb
right.
of God. But this one yours. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And when you go there, you won't have to
yes.
move again, baby. He done set
thank
you up
you.
For the rest of your day.
Amen.
This one
thank
gonna
you.
Be yours. I'm
amen.
Talking about yours, yours. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You watch what
you
God do. You watch
that's right.
what
that's
he do.
Deed and everything.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
the keys and the
yes,
deeds.
Sir.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. the keys and the deeds.
And the deeds.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I love these administrative intercessors. And Madenice
yes,
is a double do. She do both jobs. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I
yes,
love
sir.
It. I love these willing men and women of God that sacrifice their time. And nobody
hallelujah.
Knows it behind the scene how much they be praying. Nobody knows. how much they act, how much they be doing, praise the Lamb of God, to keep the wheels of the ministry turning and to and to step the gap for the people of God. It's your season, intercessors. It's your season, administrator. Who else on the line? Where am I in the, let's keep this ball rolling. Hallelujah. Prophet Daryl Sanders. Hallelujah. Carlos, I want you to prophesy to Prophet Daryl Sanders. He's an intercessor. A par extraordinaire, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know he wants to prophesy. But sometimes a prophet need a prophet to prophesy to him. Hallelujah.
I know, that's right. How you doing, Prophet?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen to me. Listen to me. Very careful. Get your traveling shoes on.
Oh, God. That's what I wanted to hear.
Get your traveling shoes on, man of God. God is going to allow you to travel through the East Coast. God is going to allow you to travel over to the West Coast. God is going to allow you to travel to Asia, Africa, and places like that, because there is a word that's in your mouth. Find it not strange when you shall begin, because God shall begin to deal with you about going on a consecration. But would you come out of this consecration just as if the prophets go into the cave and they are subject to the Holy Ghost? But when you come out of the cave, there shall be a word that's filled in your belly. And as you begin to open your mouth and decree, declare the word of the Lord, it shall surely come to pass. It won't be days, it won't be hours, it won't be minutes, but it'll be very seconds. When this word shall surely come to pass, find it not strange, saith the Lord. For I shall deal with thee about the book that you shall begin to write. And God says, as you begin to write this book upon the tables of the heart, God says, the Holy Ghost shall tell you each word that shall be in this book. Find it not strange. The elevation is right upon you, sir. Find it not strange. Find it not strange, because elevation is on you, and God is so full calling you to be an apostle. Find it not strange. Mm-hmm. God says that in this time and in this season, because I even see the orchestrators of the organization, all the things that God has told you to put together, and it's going to stand for straight holiness because of what God has called you to do for such a time as this. Find it not strange. The people that turned against you shall begin to turn back to you. For God says, I have filled your mouth with the word of deliverance. God says, find it not strange. Them that said that if you wouldn't amount to anything, they shall be at your feet falling, and they will not come if they handed the Spirit of the Lord. Find it not strange. God says, in this time and in this season, that what I shall do, it shall be mind-blowing. God says, in this time and in this season, know that I have elevated you. God says, find it not strange, the places that you shall go. Find it not strange. God says that even find it not strange, the doors that I shall open, man shall not do this, but God says, I shall do this, and my glory shall show up wherever your feet shall shod. Wherever your feet shall go, my glory shall show up, and deliverance, healing, and restoration shall come forth.
My God, my God.
Yes, Lord.
My God, my, I couldn't have said it no better.
Glory to Jesus.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm asking this question, and I don't ask everybody this question. Are you married?
No, sir.
Get ready. She's on the way.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God.
She is a woman
of God. She is a woman of God. She knows what it is to pray for a prophet. She knows what it is to cook. She knows what your wife, period. And she's anointed just for you. And when you get married, I want my invitation.
My
yes,
God.
Sir, you are on the program. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you.
Hallelujah. Background noise, people.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. This woman of God knows what it is to cover a man of God, but not only are you marrying a woman of God, she's a prophetess herself.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. She's a prophetess herself. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And God is going to use her to build you, because let me tell you something. There are some areas in your life, in your personal life, that people have torn you down. They have came against you. They have done things. And God is going to use her to help build you from what you need to be built at.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
God is going to help
my
heal you. to heal you in some areas. God is going to use her to restore you in some areas. And I'm going to redefine who you really are. People are not really able to identify who you really are. They're going to know you, but they're not going to really know you.
Thank you for the favor, Lord.
I did not change your voice to a flow right there on a radio ministry. You should have a radio ministry.
Yes,
sir.
He is.
You're going to have a radio ministry. Yep. You're
going to
have a radio ministry. You're going to have a radio ministry.
My God.
You're going to have a television ministry. Find it not strange. Even some of the heavyweights shall begin to call you in because of the word that's in your mouth.
Oh, God. Mercy.
I hear the word garment of praise, and then garments of praise. Amen. You ready to change the garment? God's ready to give you some new garments, some new robes, some new things.
Oh,
new
my Lord Jesus.
Some new suits, some new shoes, some new socks.
Oh, my God.
And guess what? The funny thing about it is the Holy Ghost is going to instruct you what to put on and when to put it on and what to wear.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Watch the hand of God. The hand of God shall move for you in such a way it's going to be mind-blowing. This is the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord for you, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we give God praise. Prophet Dale, my God. All right, let me see who else is here. I know my daughter on here somewhere. I praise the Lamb of God. Where is she? How are you? The Lamb of God. I know it's two of them here. Let me see who this one is. 504 area code 8. 388. Who is
Amanda.
Amanda?
Yes.
All right. Watch background noise. Mute your mic. It's a lot of noise in the background. Prophet Carlos?
How you doing, Sister Amanda?
Hallelujah.
I'm great.
I love this.
Well, there's a name change that's ready to take place with you, prophetess.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. God has given you a ministry of healing and deliverance.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's time for you to walk forth. The next time you're around Apostle Shakespeare, if you get around him, have him to anoint your hands, because there's going to be a travel of anointing that's going to travel from him to you because of what God is doing to call to take place in your life. You understand what I'm telling you?
Jesus.
Find it not strange the people that you shall begin to lay hands on them, and instantly they shall be healed. The Bible says
God.
They call forth the elders of the church and they will pray over them that are sick. Let me tell you something. It's a time and season now. People, I understand that the Bible says there's a time and season for all things. Let me tell you something. It's time for the people of God to walk into the prospective places that God told us to walk into. And we're coming out of the permissive will, but we're stepping into the perfect will of God.
Hallelujah.
And people must know what the Lord is really doing, because in this time and in this season, Apostle Shakespeare, this is a time of season for people to really step out of God on faith, real faith.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's time for people to really step out on faith. Sister Amanda, don't even worry about the naysayers. You got to do what God tells you to do when he tells you to do it.
Hallelujah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. I don't even know what's going on with your vehicle. Get ready, because that's going to put you down. You're ready to get another one.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm decreeing and I'm declaring, amen, that you're going to be able to pay for the one that you get. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
And you're going to praise report shall come back of how God blessed you. Amen. Amen. God is going to bless you because of what God is going to send you. Let me tell you something. When there's necessary ministry, let me tell you something. God will make provisions for you to have what you're supposed to have to get done what you need to get done. And when God tells you to go from one place to another, you got to go where God tells you to go.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
But guess what? When you go, make sure you take your bag now. Pack you some clothes. Amen. Pack you some clothes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because it's the reason why you're going. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Watch the hand of God move for you, sis. We love you in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Bless
you, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God is moving today. Praise the Lord of God. I am so, and I can't wait to transfer it too. It leaped in my belly when you said it, man of God.
Wow.
Wait a minute. I got another daughter on here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Well, no. Sharla Johnson.
Excuse me.
Here,
Prophet. Hallelujah.
Hello. Miss Day. How you doing today?
Wonderfully well.
You sure you ain't kidding to Michael and Janet and all them?
Her name Johnson, not Jackson.
Oh, Johnson.
Johnson.
Listen. Woman of God, you have sat still long enough, and God is really calling you to the area of evangelism.
Woo!
You are, the Bible says, make full proof of our ministry. Let me see. And your ministry has been tried by the fire. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, and every time you go through a trial and you go through a tribulation, God bring you out as pure gold. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
let me
sir.
Tell you something. The reason why I asked you that, even though your name is Johnson, I mean Johnson, is because of what God is going to do. It's going to literally blow the people's mindset what God is ready to do in your life. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Find it not strange. The dreams, even now you're dreaming of things. And you're saying, God, I can't do that, but let me remind you what the word says. The Bible says, for I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if he's giving you the ability to do it, he's anointed you to do it, you're going to do it for his glory.
My God.
You understand what I'm saying? I see you as a writer. I don't know what it is about you writing, but I see you writing sometimes. Continue to write because your writing is going to cause some things to come to fruition. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
And if you're not writing, you get ready to start writing. So go on to the store and get you one of the composition books and get you a decent writing ink pen. Don't let nobody touch your ink pen. Don't let nobody touch your composition book because it's unnecessary that you begin to write. Because God shall begin to deal with you. Every dream that you have, you're going to write it down. You might not understand the manifestation of it, but guess what? You might not understand the interpretation of it, but guess what? Slowly but surely, it shall surely come to pass. You understand what I'm telling you, woman of God?
Yes.
Watch the hand of God. I'm telling you, watch the hand of God. God is going to move a couple of times as it's just for you. But guess what? That's what it is. Are you a fan of Apostle Shakespeare?
Absolutely.
Amen. That's one of your evangelists right there, Apostle Shakespeare. Get ready. I see. All of y'all that God is going to do, guess what? Y'all get ready. There's a day, of ordination that must take place. A day of ordination that must take place. And all these people, God is going to call to elevate and move at such a time as this. I'm telling you, a day of ordination. Matter of fact, not too long ago, the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with you about that. Go on and put it on the booth because God is going to get the glory out of that day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God.
Amen.
You're speaking, man of God. You're speaking. Back to the bayou. Praise the Lamb of God. I believe this is Valerie.
Yes, it is, Prophet. Good morning.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Valerie, I just sent you an email also. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, man of God. Valerie is down in. Yes, Lord. Speak to the woman.
Where you at, Sister Valerie?
I'm in Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You too are called to evangelize.
Mm-hmm.
You are called to evangelize. I see you with your... with your nice suit on, with your I don't know what they call those, with those hankies, the women hankies. And I see you decreeing and declaring and giving people the word of the Lord just as it is. Let me tell you something. It's a shame that people will put the dirt over you, but guess what? You're going to be like Lazarus. You're going to rise on the other side.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Because of what God is going to cause you to do. You ain't walking to some places. Let me tell you something. Don't neglect and don't turn down another appointment because it's destined that you do what God calls you to do. You understand what I'm telling you?
Amen.
It's a must. You might not feel like that you are anointed enough. to do it like somebody else. When God anointed us, he anointed us all to be different. But guess what? As you go and decree and declare the word of the Lord, God is going to cause some things to happen. Do you understand? People are going to be delivered because of the word. People are going to be set free because of the word. People are going to be able. Let me tell you something. I even see where you're calling a word, and you're going to speak a word, and you're going to call marriages to be back together again.
Have mercy.
I'm telling you, the word is not even in our belly and even in our mouth. Watch the hand of God move for you.
Jesus. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I receive it, man of God.
Amen. God bless you.
Even in your body, praise the Lamb of God. Valerie, I want you to lay your hand on yourself, and I want you to start speaking to your body in the name of Jesus and telling your body that I'm healed,
yes.
I'm whole,
yes, I am.
That God is working a miraculous thing,
yes,
in me. In,
yes,
Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We command the healing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wholeness.
Yes.
Soundness of body. That you can run the race that is set,
right,
before you. In,
yes,
Jesus'
right,
mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God. It ain't your time yet, daughter. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got a lot of work to do. You got a lot of,
that's,
work,
right,
to do. You got a,
that's,
lot of,
right,
work to do. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Excuse me. Have I been there? Let me see. Oh, somebody else here. Praise the Lamb of God. My intercessors. This is my intercessors right now and my administrators. Hallelujah. All right. Here's one here. Praise the Lamb of God. Here's one right here. This is, I see your daughter down in Mississippi. I'm coming to you. Praise the, is this my granddaughter?
Yes, it is.
All right, Shatwan. Praise the Lamb. This is the one just got married, Carlos, to Apostle Fullerwood. This is Shatwan. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, she's an evangelist and all of that of the above. Hallelujah. What you see,
hey,
man of God?
Amen. Let me, I heard this right here. The song said, it's oh. Burn now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now. Listen.
My God, my God. Hallelujah,
listen,
it's over now.
Listen, it's over now. Because the devil meant for your bad, God is turning it around for your good. And that's going to be, I feel you being a mother to a lot of people. Amen. I see you being a mother, amen, to some women, mainly women, amen, that have been, they have been broken, they have been busted, they have been disgusted, they don't feel like that they are capable of being who God anointed them to be. But I hear God says, as you begin to take them up under your wing and teach them, amen, and teach them, you're gonna be able to produce, they're going to be able to reproduce from you because of the anointing that's placed upon your life, a place, because God, guess what? God has put you into a place now where you'll have a teaching spirit. You may teach them, and as you teach them and groom them, you're going to be able to say, I was able to produce that. That's going to be a fruit barrier for you. You understand what I'm telling you, woman of God? And let me tell you something. I don't know anything about your husband, but let me tell you, y'all have an international ministry. You understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Doors is going to open for the man of God like never before. He shall be like another Apostle Paul going and telling the people about their correction, about how they're supposed to conduct themselves. I see him going to tell the people of God how they're supposed to carry themselves. I even see what God is trying to call them to connect with divine people in this coming season. Finding out strange what God shall call the man of God to do. Let me tell you something. I don't know nothing about your husband, but I see an interview, a television interview, and it's going to spark or something like that because people want to know, who is this man of God? Where did he come from? I see him doing some traveling. I see him going to Texas. I see him coming to Michigan. I see him going to Michigan. I see him coming to North Carolina. I see him going to South Carolina. He's going to be all over. He's going to be all over. Watch the hand of God. Watch the hand of God. Watch the hand
Hallelujah.
Of God. Watch the hand of God. Because God is going to see y'all sons and daughters. Amen. That will help division to a whole another dimension. This is the word
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, let's get to Mississippi. Praise the Lamb of God. This is my daughter down there. I think you know her, Shireen.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
We are blessed, daughter, and glad you got a chance to call in today. My
Amen.
God, the man of God is on fire. Praise the Lamb
yes,
of God. Let me say this, Prophet Carlos. Praise God. I understand something now. I was interceding in the Spirit of God all night for these people, man, on my bed. And I'm this morning, oh, I know the Lord going to let me prophesy to all these folks. And you come on this show.
Have mercy,
and God said, watch what I do. Hallelujah. You pray for it, release it. Come on, talk to Sharon down in Mississippi, man.
How you doing, sis?
Love it. Thank you,
How you
Jesus.
Doing?
All right, how you doing?
Get ready for this. I know this might sound strange, but get ready to pack it up and get ready to move.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's Hallelujah. A must that you move. Let me tell you something. It's a must that you move to Michigan where the apostle is.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
It's a must that you move to where the apostle is because I see him, thank you, Lord. I see him in prayer. He said, Lord, if I can only get her... If I could just get her, that if I could just put my hands on, if I could just get her to do this hands on,
Jesus,
that's so much I want to pull out of her.
Have mercy, God. Jesus.
I
so
sure said it.
Go get your boxes and get the packing. You got to go to Michigan.
Jesus. Have mercy, God.
Thank
Don't
God.
Worry about the finances. Don't worry about the finances. Don't worry about how you just pack up and get the move.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
God's going to call some things to happen. I'm telling you, this show. Let me tell y'all something. I don't know what's going on, how God's going to work it out, but let me tell y'all something. All y'all intercessors, especially y'all administrators, let me tell y'all something. There's an office in the church just for y'all. That's y'all job right there.
Have mercy, God.
That's y'all job right there. You'll be working in the church. And your intercessors continue to pray around the clock. Continue to pray around the clock. Because of what God is ready to cause to happen just for you. Y'all continue to pray
You're
around the clock.
You're a man of God. Hallelujah.
Y'all continue to pray around the clock.
A watchtower.
God is ready to move.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, God is ready to move just for you. But it's a must. That's the only thing I have for you today, sis. You got to get the mission. Go and get the package.
Hallelujah. God bless you, prophet. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And don't let me come back on this line again and you ain't started packing or you ain't moved. And it's 6 months from now.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Let the will of the Lord be done. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. My God, who have we missed today? Did we get Althea? Hallelujah. Althea, did we get you?
No.
All right.
No.
You might well perk up. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
God is going to heal you. God is really going to heal you emotionally. I see the scars. I see you being bruised. But God is going to heal you emotionally. You understand what I'm saying, sis?
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
God is going to really heal you. Let me tell you something. God is going to heal your finances.
Thank you.
Your finances are going to be healed. I know a lot of people cry for finances. Some of y'all got it really going on, and some of us ain't really got it going on, but God is going to heal your finances. You understand what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You're just like, Lord, if I had more, I really want to do this, but I don't have it. I really don't. It's like a person trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Jesus.
My God,
but
my God.
And I'm not saying that trying to embarrass you. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that trying to embarrass you. But let
you
me tell you something. God, it's like you coming to God with an empty pitcher. Your pitcher is going to overflow. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Your pitcher is going to underflow. And let me tell you something. Every person, let me say it like this. Every person that thought that they have said something to you to scar you or to stop you, They can't stop you because of what God is ready to do for you.
Jesus.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
God
Hallelujah.
Is ready to get the glory out of your life. Do you understand
yes.
what I'm telling you?
Yes, in the name of
God
Jesus.
Is going to get the glory out of your life. Let me tell you something. Even find it not strange. Let me tell you something. I don't know what you do so far at work, but God, the spirit of entrepreneurship is on you. You have a business mindset.
Yes.
And it's time to put that business. God gives you the idea. The Bible teaches us, y'all, that the work of the wicked is made up for the just. But if God gives you the idea, that means he gives you the idea for some reason.
Yes.
That's right.
So guess what? It's time to put that idea into action. Amen.
Jesus, amen.
And where you at? Where you located at?
Michigan.
You in Michigan already?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You stay in an apartment?
About to relocate.
Yeah. But guess what? You ready to go get your house. Amen. Tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
Amen. God's going to get you a house. Amen. Your house.
Hallelujah.
Nobody else's house. Your house. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the word
thank
of the Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Not only will he give you a house, but guess what? You're going to have some transportation, too, so enjoy yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God bless you. Boy, let me tell y'all something. Y'all stumbled up on the real deal. Praise the Lamb of God. When you stumbled up on Shakespeare, I ain't no joke. Praise God,
Amen.
Call her my mother's.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the world was. He thought of me, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me do this. Let me say, wait, because I don't want to miss nobody. I'm getting excited. Sylvia, did we get you?
No, sir.
Did she say no, sir?
Oh.
That's my little daughter now. That's my baby. Y'all take care of Sylvia.
We're going to take the baby.
Let's take the baby.
Say, nature's a king. Don't have much to bring.
Yes. Hallelujah.
The Bible says if you delight
I just saw a roll of money.
Desires, he will give you the desires of your heart. And guess what? You, as you delight yourself in the law of the Lord, God himself is going to cause you. He's going to cause you to be one blessed one. You understand what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
When I look at you, and I don't know you like that, but let me tell you something. You're going to be another Oprah Winfrey. You understand what I'm saying? Let me clarify that. Let me clarify that because I know somebody said Oprah Winfrey. I heard you. I'm talking about so far as money-wise. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
So far as money-wise.
Jesus.
I told you I saw a roll of money. I ain't playing
you're
with
gonna
you.
You're going to be another Oprah Winfrey. You're going to be another Oprah Winfrey. And guess what? I see you as a woman of God. Let me tell you something. I see you as a woman of God. I see you buying property. I have see you having houses built for parents that don't have much income, and they got income, but it ain't like it's supposed to be. And God is going to literally bless you. Let me tell you something. And people are going to literally, I see grants grants that you're going to get approved for because of what God is going to allow to flow through your hands. Let me tell you something. I not only see you with grants, amen, to do to have houses built. But guess what, woman of God? Quit trying to be scared. Where is Prophet Albertine on this line?
I think so. Let me see. I think her mic is not open, though. Praise God. Wait a minute.
I need her mic open.
Albertine. Praise the Lamb. I believe this is her right here. Albertine.
Praise the Lord, Prophet. Praise the Lord. Prophet Carlos, how are you guys?
Amen. You take this woman of God. Let me tell you something. The next movie that you write, you take this woman of God, allow this woman of God to act because she has an anointing to act. Amen.
Amen.
She got anointing to act. Amen. And keep it clean. But let me tell you something, woman of God. The reason why I'm telling you that is because of the fact, let me tell you, we got to know how to make connections with connections.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. We got the ability to make connections. People need to quit keeping their mouth closed. Because if you know somebody that's in need or you know somebody that will do right, amen, it's time to make kingdom connect. Amen. Preach
amen.
Oh, everything. Amen. It works every way, y'all. But let me tell you something, woman of God. You are a woman of God that Miss, I'm talking to Miss Sylvia, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Miss Sylvia, let me tell you something. You are a blessed woman of God. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to have money that's longer than train smoke. You understand me? And let me tell you something. Let me tell you what people are good for. When you get your money and things of that nature, and you know how people get, you know, when they hear you got money. Oh, girl, let me hold money then. Let me hold. If the Holy Ghost don't tell you to give it to them, don't you give it to them.
Amen.
Don't release it. You understand what I'm telling you? Don't release it. If the Holy Ghost ain't said, do this or do that, or do this or do that, don't do it. Let the Holy Ghost lead you. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
But you get ready. Get ready because of what God is going to call you to. Are you in the state of Michigan?
No, sir. Greenville, South Carolina.
Are you in Greenville, South Carolina? I'm in Greenville, North Carolina. Ain't that a coincidence?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I don't know how much longer. You ain't going to be in Greenville, South Carolina much longer.
You better tell them.
Matter of fact, you're going back up there where your daddy is.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. My God.
Get ready. And it's a must. See, let me tell you, you moved right before your timing was up. God wants to do something. But there's a reason why you had to go back to Michigan just for a little while because of what God is going to cause to happen in your life. You understand what I'm saying? I see you owning businesses on top of businesses, though, and God is going to lead you where to go and get these businesses started. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, sir.
So just go on and get ready, but do not forget about the Father when he starts blessing you, okay?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
All right. That's the word of the Lord for you. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. My
Thank
God,
you,
let
Jesus.
Me see who this is. I think we got another one right here, praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 313-825, area code.
Valencia.
Is who?
Valencia.
Valencia. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you this, Prophet Pearson. I want you to talk to this girl. I want you to just tap in. This girl is supposed to be in a car. I done saw it in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I said, talk to this intercessor for me. Just.
And that was the first thing that the Lord.
Lord.
That's what the Lord just. I'm sitting here, and as he began to say your name, you have a way of praying to the Lord. And I mean, when you pray, it ain't like your prayers go and hit the ceiling. But let me tell you something. God hears your cry. Do you understand what
Glory
I'm saying?
To Jesus.
He hears your prayer. Because when you pray, it's something that shifts in the middle. Amen. It's something that
Amen.
Shifts. It's like the whole. You make the kingdom of hell. You make the kingdom of hell mad.
Ha.
You really make the kingdom of hell mad. Because of the prayer life that you have. Amen. And let me tell you something, woman of God. Even with your intercessor, quit being scared because guess what? There's a prophetic anointing that's upon your life. Amen. That you must prophesy. Let me tell you something. When we pray, it's a twofold thing. Amen. We talk to the Father, and then the Father talks to us. Do you understand what I'm telling you, woman of God? Let me tell you something, woman of God. This day, in the name of the Lord God, accept the call of you being a prophet. Amen. Let me tell you something. Now, we know people having the gift of prophecy, but let me tell you something. By you being an intercessor, that qualifies you to be a prophet.
Amen.
Jesus.
You must begin. Let me tell you something. Even in the time that you pray for people that you don't even know.
Yes.
And you're like, God, why am I praying for these people? Because it's a must that you pray for them.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I saw you. I saw you. See, you're like, oh, this man, where did he come from, Jesus?
Yes, Lord. But you're confirming the word from the day I met her.
You
I told her she was
must.
A prophetess. Hallelujah.
You must. There's another one, Apostle Shakespeare. Lay hands on us, you shall prophesy.
Woo! Jesus. My
even
God,
hear,
my
I
God.
I even hear you're a
my
prophet
God.
Of Jeremiah, like fire.
Jesus.
When you prophesy, and people are going to know that you are God's anointed vessel to be his prophet.
Wow.
That's the word of the Lord for you, sis.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless
Lamb
you.
Of God. My God, my God, my God. Now, did I miss anybody?
Bertha
Pruitt? I thought he did you first.
Yeah,
trying to get
did.
A double dose, he did you first.
Oh, Lord, I was praying. I didn't even hear it.
See, that ain't God.
I'm looking to the outside.
That ain't God. Let me tell you something.
That ain't God.
Pastor Prophetess Bertha, how you doing?
I am wonderful, Prophet Carlos.
You're wonderful, amen. Listen, the vision that God has given you is that you... That it's a must that it should surely come to pass. You understand what I'm telling you? It's a must that it comes to pass. And let me tell you this right. The vision shall surely come to pass. You understand what I'm saying? It's time for you to step out on faith, believe God like you God, because you're one of these, you're one of our Saint Spirit pastors.
Amen.
Yeah, and you having the spirit of fear. You might as well tell the spirit of fear to go on about his business. Because this is showing that I'm a prophet and you're a prophetess and he's the apostle. God shall surely bring it to pass. Do you understand what I'm telling you? And God is going to send you people that's going to be a helping hand, be a willing vessel of you. Amen. Amen. As long as you got the spirit of God and the spirit of God abides in you, God is going to get the glory, and the devil shall be horrified. You understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how strategic this is. Whenever you start doing what God said, I see one church name with two different locations.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Confirmation. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
One church with two different locations. So let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
And I know what you're going to say. I know that the Bible tells us there's a time and season for all things. What are you waiting on now?
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
What are you waiting on now? A lot of times we'll say this, and I can say this to everybody, Apostle Shakespeare, I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting on the Lord. The Lord said, I'm waiting on you. What are you going to do?
Hallelujah.
What are you going to do?
Do what the Lord say do.
Amen. So guess what? I'm looking for the invitation. I'll be there. Hallelujah. To come and celebrate what God is doing.
Thank you,
Jesus. I ain't got to preach. I just want to come to celebrate what God is doing.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Apostle?
Yes, God.
Apostle, I just want to tell the prophet that the Lord said he's getting ready to call you to a 30-day consecration, to where when you begin to come out of this consecration, man, it's going to be like you're walking on clouds, to where people are going to be healed just by your presence and the anointing that sets upon your life. God said you is going to have to be careful where you plant your feet. And the Lord said that he is going to use you to be a prophet of judgment, to where you're going to be able to walk in the house and judge what's going on in the house. And he said if they don't get things right and they don't get things together, he said that he's going to destroy the house.
Jesus.
My goodness.
God said he now, is allowing you to be a heavyweight in the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
To where therefore demons are going to tremble at the sound of your voice. To where they are going to begin to speak out as the same that they spoke out to Jesus. God said that you will never be able to have to work a real job off because he's going to take care of you.
Yes, ma'am.
All bills going to be paid. The Lord said you shall never be lacking.
Hallelujah.
God.
Prophet Pierce, you get that? Pierce?
I got it all. I got it all. Wow. He just don't even know. I'm telling y'all this. Y'all just keep me covered. I just started my 30-day consecration on the first of this month.
That's right.
I sure did.
Woo!
I sure
my
did.
God. Mm-hmm. God, my God.
Wow.
My
wow.
God. My people of God, God is real. God is real. The prophetic is real, people of God. We did not orchestrate this. I did not invite Prophet Pearson on the show today. When I came on, he was the first one on that had already pushed the button. Before I signed in,
Jesus.
He was already there. Hello, light bulb.
Amen.
And I just opened his mic. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all better watch God do what he do.
Yes.
Awesome God. He's an awesome God, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. He's an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
For nothing can do. And there is nothing that our God cannot do. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful gosh. Wait a minute, I gotta ask some questions. Praise the Lamb of God. Is McDuffie online? Jaku, push one on your dial if you're here. James Guyton, push one on your dial if you're here. Praise the Lamb of God. These are first assistants. Wait a minute, here's one right here, I think. Praise God. 864 Erico, who is this?
This is Jacqueline.
This is Jaku?
Yes, it is.
All right, MacDuff. Praise the Lamb of God. Carlos?
Yes, sir. Who is that
now? It is done. You got work to do, man.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Who we got here?
Jacqueline MacDuff. She's on the East Coast.
Okay. What's it? Where you at, Jacqueline, if you don't mind me asking?
You breaking up a bit, man of God.
I'm in Anderson, South Carolina.
Anderson,
oh, you're
okay,
in South Carolina,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in South Carolina, amen. Let me tell you something, woman of God. Don't fight what God is doing. You hear what I'm telling you? Don't fight what God is doing. God said, I'm doing this. The devil ain't got nothing to do with God is tearing up some things around you due to the fact that he want to show you that he's God.
Oh, my God.
You're breaking up.
Hold on. Let me just transfer. Hold on.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
All we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Listen, woman of God. The enemy don't want you to hear this word. God is tearing up some things around you. You understand what I'm saying? The reason why he's tearing up some things around you is due to the fact that he's showing you that he's God. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's judgment that's sitting on that city that you're in.
And you're breaking up again.
Oh, God. This is the enemy. That's the enemy. Y'all those that know
the
how
devil.
To intercede, just pray. Because the enemy don't want her to hear this word.
Satan, the Lord rebuke in Jesus' name.
So
the
enemy don't want you to hear this. But guess what? There's judgment that sits on that city.
Jesus.
I don't care if it's the county official, it's the county official, the government, all of it, the school system, all of it, and I ain't even down there. But guess what? It's jacked up because some of them have really put their mouths on you.
Jesus.
My God.
I hear God says that he's going to vindicate you as a person.
Yes, Lord.
I don't care how many apostles are there. I don't care how many prophets is there. I don't care who they're in that city. They going to have to come to you because you got the answer in your mouth. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, sir.
You have the answer that they're looking for. Do you understand what I'm telling you? God is going to vindicate you to the point where favor shall rest upon you. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes.
Watch what God is going to do. There is a supernatural move that's going to come through there. Some people are going to be swept out. Some things are going to be demolished. And there is even going to be some ministries that shut down because they didn't take heed to what the Lord told you to tell them, and they thought that you was a joke. But guess what? God's going to vindicate you. Watch the hand of God. That's the word of the Lord for you, sis.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Praise
you, Lord.
The Lamb.
Continue Hallelujah. To pray. Continue to pray just like you are. Continue to pray. But watch God.
In Jesus' name. Okay. Praise Hallelujah. James Guyton, are you here? Push one. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lisa here? That's the husband and wife. Praise the Lord. My God, I know Lisa's at work. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, and he already spoke to Lisa. Praise God. My God, my God. Oh, my goodness, boy, this is one tape. Y'all better remember, praise the archives, IKEA, so you can come on after the show tonight and you can hear the words that this man has spoken to you. All of you have been prophesied to. Praise the Lamb of God. There is more words. Even you, Bertha, you need to come on tonight or later on and listen to the show again. Praise the Lamb of God to the archives so you can hear what Prophet Carlos was saying to you. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know he on point. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you only knew what God is doing, praise the Lamb of God right now. That's why I told you, you and I got to get together for some further training. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because of what God wants to do with you. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful God we serve today. Wait a minute. I got another caller here. Area code 404.
Hi, Pastor. It's Tamika.
Hi, Tamika.
I'm calling with a praise report. I know that this is for the administrators and intercessors.
We break
and I
for
love
praise
all of you guys.
We break for godly praise reports around here.
Last night on the prayer call, I got my word from God that he was going to be with me at court today. And I just want to say not only did God show up with me, but he showed out.
Good offering this Sunday then.
The lawyers for my husband and I, they wanted to keep fighting, but my actual husband stopped everybody and said, give her whatever she wants.
Praise
so
the
even
Lord.
Though the attorney couldn't even get it together, he stopped everybody. God didn't even use our attorneys to, you know, it wasn't a manipulation of the system or nothing. He moved to the point where he said, give her whatever she wants.
My
and I just
God.
Know that that Jeez. Is God. It, the word that came through last
There's
night.
There's only one
that
way
to
know that a prophet is a prophet.
Amen.
Is that what he's from the past?
Right.
The Lord he was going to be standing next to you in that courtroom.
Amen.
Was he there?
Amen. Yes, he was.
Did you
Amen.
Feel his presence?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know
and
he was
even
there.
Crazier, what was he, what's even crazier, me and my husband were having a conversation about our kids in court while the lawyers were trying to figure it out. We were so calm, so cool. It was as if we were just together yesterday. So I give God all the praise, all the glory and honor. Where other people wanted to bicker and fight, God made it smooth for me. I wasn't anxious this morning. Thank you, Jesus. I was just calm, resting on what God said to me last night, and God gave me favor today. And I just wanted to
I'm
let everybody know that God is real.
Hallelujah. Your first was you wasn't scared. That's your first victory right there. Because you allowed faith to work and not fear. Hallelujah. I've been teaching on this last month. Faith, fear, favor. You can't be scared. You deactivate your fear. Praise the Lamb of God. Next, praise the Lamb of God, you went to a fixed fight. Your faith said the fight was already fixed because God had already told you he was going to be standing next to you in the courtroom.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And when you go, knowing he there, The Lord fight the battle. He make your enemies your footstool. He prepare a table for you in the presence of them. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Oh, I love God. My God,
Jesus.
Oh, wait. If y'all don't know God is real,
I can't wait to get on the show so I can tell you. I couldn't wait.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. The word of the Lord is
Pastor,
true, people. Yes.
TJ actually apologized today. And that is a huge, huge thing. He apologized to me and sent our son a text message in court and apologized and told me that he's sorry, you know, for everything and that he feels like he failed his family. And I'm just in awe of God that even through the midst of, you know, all the attorneys and everybody doing the riffraff that they were doing, he was apologizing to me. God is so awesome. God is so awesome. I am just so overwhelmed and so overjoyed. And I'm just so glad to be attached to this ministry. I love you so much, Pastor. And everybody else that's attached, thank you so much.
Hallelujah. We love you too, dear. Go rejoicing, baby. Go celebrate it with the children. Celebrate it with the children. Celebrate it with the kids. That
thank
God
you,
is
Jesus.
Good. Hallelujah. And listen, now watch what God do. A lot of can I prophesy?
Yes.
I need somebody to let me prophesy. Can I prophesy?
Amen.
Prophesy.
Now I'm going to tell you something. Your blessing's been held up. But once the deal is done between you and him, that he have no legal right, God's bless you to millionaire
Jesus.
Status.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God said, I waited that I might bless you abundantly.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I might bless you in abundance.
Yes, Father God.
You're another one that's marked for wealth.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But when we have people who can take it and share in what God has given us, God hold it back until you get rid of it.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
and then he said, now here, this is what this is your inheritance. Praise the Lamb of God. And they be looking at you like, oh, my God, I should have stayed there.
Hallelujah.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yes, Lord.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there it is right there. Lord. Yes, Lord. Ding dong. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is real, people of God. The Lord
is.
I never dog dare you to get your ticket. I dare you to book your room. I dare you to meet me in Fort Worth, Texas, November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Praise the Lamb of God. I double dog dare you to come to Morning Star Press Center. Praise the Lamb of God. November the 6th, 7 o'clock p.m. I dare you to come Friday morning. I dare you to stay with us. Hallelujah, Friday night for service. I double dog dare you to be there Saturday. My God, my God. Hallelujah. The Lord has promised that the Shekinah glory will be sent to us. Oh, y'all don't know what's in the cloud.
Hallelujah.
My.
Ooh.
Provisions in that cloud. Hallelujah. Healings in the cloud. Do you know when the Shekinah was with them in the wilderness, there was not one feeble person amongst them?
That's right.
That's the record.
Yes.
Not one sick person for 40 years.
Jesus.
Not one.
Provision is there. Manna came out of the Shekinah.
Yeah.
But impose provision. Y'all not listening to me. Hello, light bulbs.
Amen.
Protection was in the Shekinah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God. The blessed covering. The blessed covering. When the Shekinah is over you, people of God, you talking about faith. You talking about glory. It's going to be seen on your face when you leave. It's going to be seen on your face when you leave Texas. You better act like you got to go to a funeral. You better act like you got to go somewhere that you got to get there. And don't let the devil stop you. Praise
Jesus.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I ain't never seen so many softball, bouncable, spaghetti bag, wheat, meat Christians in my life. Let anything stop you from getting to where God has commanded you to be. Hallelujah. Get Fort Worth, Texas. Praise the Lamb of God. November 6th, 7, and 8. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. My God. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. I got another caller. My God. Who is this? Error code 321. Update hung up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, God. My God. My God. Ooh, so many blessings flowing today. Praise. Lift your hands, people of God. Wherever you are, if you can, let one hand go up if you're driving. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Ah, God, let your favor be on your people now. Supernatural provision for everyone. Hallelujah. Way out of no way, God. Provision. For everyone that desires to be in Fort Worth to experience you in November, we call it forth now. Hallelujah. We call it forth right now. Yes, God. Yes, God. I'm off the job. Yes, God. Yes, God. Let somebody sow into them. Let somebody show to us, oh God. Hallelujah. That the way might be made. Your promised men would sow into our bosoms. Hallelujah. Good measure. Pressed together. Shaken together. Pressed down. Running over. Hallelujah. More than enough blessings. Thank you, Jesus. You're able today. You are able today. My God, my God, my God. What an awesome God we see. What an awesome God we see. There is none like him. There is none like him. Get ready, saints. Hallelujah. For your blessings. For your blessings. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Some of you is the Lamb of God. Just hearing my voice. Some of you, praise the Lamb of God. Already know, say, it's an impossibility. I know I can't go, but I can help somebody go. You can sow that seed today, and you have my word of honor. Praise the Lamb of God. You have my word of honor that those who need it will receive it. Praise the Lamb of God. Have my word. Hallelujah. All you have to do is say a seed. Praise the Lamb of God to help somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Go to the gathering. The gathering seed. The gathering seed will do it. I will know what it's for. The gathering seed. Praise the Lamb of God. It's all you have to put in the notation. The gathering seed. Praise the Lamb of God. And I will make sure that money is sown, praise the Lamb of God, to people who want to go but can't afford an air ticket, to people who want to go, praise the Lamb of God, who say, I can get there, but I'm working on my room. I will make sure their rooms are paid for. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want them to get there. Help me. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody listening to my voice might say, Prophet, praise the Lamb of God, here's $20,000. I want to underwrite the conference. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can sow that seed today. Praise the Lamb of God. PSMINTL.org. We're 501c3. We will get you your letter, your whatever you need, praise the Lamb of God, as your tax deductible. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are in order. The page is secured. PSMINTL.org. Be a blessing to somebody today if you can. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I believe God is doing it right now. I feel something in the spirit. Praise God. My God. I feel something in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Release, Lord. Release. Release, God. Release it. Release it, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Burn on the altar of their hearts. Under the Bohusha. Show them my faith, God. Hallelujah. You've done it before. Under the Bohusha. The next group of you, I want you to meet me. Praise the Lamb of God on the 19th in Cincinnati, Ohio. Praise the at Destiny. Praise the Lamb of God. At Destiny Center with Bishop Cousins. We will be on the Word Network. Hallelujah. Prophet Michael Shakespeare, Apostle, will be there. Praise the Lamb of God, doing exhortations and prophesying. Praise the Lamb of God on the Word Network. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is opening the doors. Prophet Dale prophesied this. Praise the Lamb of God 2 years ago. My goodness gracious. God told us he was opening a door for us to go on the network. Praise the Lamb of God. Didn't know how this was going to come about, but my God can do anything, brothers and sisters. There's
yes,
nothing.
He can.
There's nothing. There's nothing God can do. There's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. When you find it, I want to see it. Glory to God. Yes, God, the word the Lord spoke to us last night on the prophetic call, people of God. I just have to warn you, hallelujah, so you'll be ready for this. God says, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that he is coming, praise the Lamb of God, and going to manifest himself in this nation. Ow! Hallelujah. He said that he will not allow a foreign country to invade this country, praise it, with war and take us into bondage.
Jesus.
Because they will give praise to their idol gods.
Yes.
He said he's going to chastise this nation. Hello? For all the wickedness, for all the bloodshed. For all the mistreatment of the people. Hallelujah. For taking homes from people. Hallelujah. For lending extortiously. For doing contracts, knowing that you was going to rob people. Knowing they couldn't play the boom note. Knowing they couldn't do it. Just so that you could give it to them to get their money and then take it back. God seed. And last but must be first, they have dismissed the name of the Lord in the earth. They won't acknowledge God even in a storm, in a hurricane, in a flood, they won't acknowledge him. Sinkholes in the ground, they won't acknowledge him. You wait till he gets through this time. Somebody gonna cry out, Lord have mercy. Somebody gonna cry out, Jesus, we need you.
Jesus.
Somebody gonna cry out. But listen to what the Lord says to my people who have the blood of the Lamb on the lintels of the doorpost of their heart. You're covered. You're covered.
Thank you,
my blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it will not come nigh you or your loved one, says the Lord. Hallelujah. When the death angel came through the cataracts of Egypt to claim the firstborn, those who had the blood, the death angel passed over. It was a miracle in the morning. The firstborn of all cattle, the firstborn of all living hogs, dogs of all living died. The firstborn male of all living died that night. But not in the camp of Israel. Not in the camp of Israel. Because they had the blood. Woo, I don't know what you're talking about. But I know what can wash me white as snow. I know what can make me whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're born again, you filled with the Holy Ghost, the blood is on your doorpost.
Jesus.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have to tell you, God said, be at peace when you see these things. Don't let it shake you. Don't let it trouble you. No, I'm doing it. I'm telling you what the Lord then spoke. No, I'm doing this.
Jesus.
Many going in the grave. No, I'm doing it. And don't say God won't kill people. You better read the Bible. When they sin at the mount with the golden calf, when Moses came down, God opened up the earth and killed thousands of Israelites.
Yes, he sure did.
In one day, he swallowed them up. Then he told Israel when he got ready to send them in the promised land, I killed nations for you. The Amalekites, the Canaanites, the Amalekites. I killed the Hittites for you. I destroyed nations. Don't say he won't kill.
He will kill.
Say God won't kill. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Hello, light bulbs. It's right there in your Bible. Am I right, Carlos? I need
That's
some
right.
prophets. Amen.
Amen.
Don't say God won't kill. He'll
That's
kill you
word.
Dead. And don't say he won't kill a because he told that prophet to go in the city. Told him don't eat, don't drink, don't go in no house. And he let that other prophet lie to him and he went. And when he came out of that house, God killed him.
That's the whole big God.
Don't
I
say God
go.
Won't kill you.
I got to
right.
go. Hallelujah.
Hello, light bulbs.
Jesus.
Right.
You better read the book of Jeremiah.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God.
That's why I
read
God
the latter half of Jeremiah, and you will see what God said of lying false prophets.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Get out of this city.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I love Jesus today. Amen, people of God, but I got to tell it like a T-I-S-T is.
You better do it. You better do it.
My God,
told you to tell it.
To tell
right.
it. Like fire. Shut up in my bones. I got to tell you what thus says the Lord, people. Hallelujah. Do I want to see people die? No. But do I want the name of the Lord restored in this wicked nation? Yes. And if I got to die for it to happen, so be it.
Yes, Jesus.
We're gone too far. away from the will of God. Hatred is everywhere. People are being killed for no purpose. Men breaking in on old women, raping them. Without a conscience. Killing children, babies, for insurance money. Killing wives. Husbands that lost their minds. Schools being shot up. Drive-by shootings. Killings everywhere. Blood is running down the streets. And we think God does not care. Lawlessness. Lawlessness. Police shooting down people like they dogs. Lawlessness. And people care more about the dog than they do people.
Jesus, that's true.
Put a man in jail for having a dog fight, and the police ain't in jail for shooting a man down 6 times unarmed. You think God don't care? I got holy indignation. Hallelujah. 864, your mic open, 356. 864, 376, your mic open. You only got 2 minutes. Lord have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. It's been a hot show. Prophet Carlos, you're worth your weight in gold today. We thank and praise God for you, man of God. Thank you. With us. Thank you.
Hey, this is Sean. Hallelujah. How you doing?
Hey, so good. How are you?
This is Sean Jenkins.
Sean Jenkins, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We blessed the Lord. What's up, girl?
Nothing. I was just actually I had a praise report. Been praying and
well,
fasting.
You better give it quick. We got. I work
in a dialysis center, and in the last month, I've been on a prayer line, I've been praying and covering my people. Two people's kidneys have opened back up and started working.
Glory to Jesus.
But God.
Hallelujah. We empower you to do more in the name of Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. People who know that God is a healer right where you're working. Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. See, these are the kind of things that's going to make people believe in God again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, now, Lord, get them off of dialysis.
Amen.
In Jesus'
name. They're completely
name.
Out. They're completely out dialysis. They stopped it.
They're completely off.
Completely out. Don't have to come back. One guy was on it for 6 years, and one was on it like 3 or 4 years. Completely off. Don't have.
Thank you.
Start bad working. Completely
they
off.
Ain't
don't
healed, that's made whole.
Made whole.
Hallelujah.
Made
I know my daughter Sharon down in Mississippi is saying, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Our God is able.
Yes, he
yes.
is.
To do anything. I told you a minute, ain't nothing God can't do. He
Amen.
Just needs some willing participants. He just needs some believers. Who don't mind stretching
yeah.
forth their hand and say, heal in the name of the Holy Child, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give yourself a mighty name, God. He just needs some people to say, deaf ears, be open in the name of Jesus. He needs some people to say, lame man, rise up and walk
yeah.
in the name of Jesus and give our God all the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Love you all. I love you all. We got to go. We must go. We're completely out of time. And as much as
God
I would like to
all.
Say, woo, what a wonderful God we serve. Get to PSM, PSMINTL.org. Praise the Lamb of God. Love you guys. Talk to you. Praise the Lamb of God at the top of the week, Tuesday.
Jesus.
Take away the melody. Take away the songs I sing. take away all the lies and all the songs you let me write. Does the man I am today say the words you need to say? Let them see. Without your grace, another smile, another face, another breath, a grain of sand, passing quickly through your hand. I give my life and all for it. Take it all, take everything. Let them see.